Well, welcome to Fuel Pasión, where this is your Sábado vlog, and we're excited because we have a guest to be able to talk about the gaming culture, but more specifically on esports. Pero más que nada, before we get started, vamos con la introducción in 3, 2, 1. What up, guys? My name is, once again, Noan. Welcome to Fuel Pasión. And really want to say thank you to all of our listeners and our viewers, especially because we are a podcast, a Fuel Pasión podcast, where we believe in cultura, we believe in faith, and we believe in conexiones. But I think the reason why we do is because we understand that there's so many different things. So every Sábado, every Saturday, we're going to be looking at different moments within cultura. Like, how is that relevant to us? So I'm really excited today to bring to you this Zoom interview where we have the chance to be able to share with a really good friend of mine, D'Lo, who's going to talk about his journey of how he became currently this gamer that he is. And not really a gamer, so I stand corrected, but an esports athlete. All right, you guys, welcome once again. I'm super excited to be with you guys, to be able to invite a really good friend of mine. And this is going to be something that's really exciting. So I just want to really introduce D'Lo. Welcome today to this Sábado vlog, as we're talking about the culture of gaming. And just really excited to be able to partake and to really talk about what it is to become a pro gamer. And for those that don't know you, if you just want to give a quick little introduction before we dive into that.
Yeah, so I go by D'Lo, by my initials, Daniel Lopez. It's sort of stuck to me ever since I actually entered the gaming world as a QA technician. I would be called Dan, and then one of my really good friend, Adam Nelson, he's like, you know what? I'm going to call you D'Lo. And that was back in 2007, 2008. So it just kind of stuck. At that time, I was working for Neversoft. So we worked on Guitar Hero, all versions of Guitar Hero during that time. So it was a really exciting time. But that's why I go by D'Lo. It's not like the Oakland rapper or D'Angelo Russell. I'm the real D'Lo. But in any case, just going into sort of this whole journey of being a professional e-gamer, it's a lot of work. A lot of people, especially during this time of COVID, have, you know, been streaming and been, you know, really aspiring to what they really want to do. But it's taken a lot of work. I started this journey, I want to say, of September last year. I did a lot of research of, you know, what these players do. I follow a few players myself. Just to get an idea of like what their lifestyle is like and what they do as far as like their regiment. They're playing anywhere between 46 to 50 hours a week. Some of these guys are playing double cross-platform. So that's for like PlayStation and Xbox. So they're just really like, it's their profession. So they do the best and maximize what they can do within this, you know, gaming space. So for me, I went out and got a coach. I went out and got all the equipment that I needed. And it was like I was a pro athlete. So we would go through data and analysis. So he would record my games. I'd play a few games with him because he's one of the top players in the world. We'd go over the film. He'd point out where I needed to improve and where I was doing good at. And it kind of led me to this point where I'm getting really, really good. And one of the most important statements and sound bites that he had was, I'm not going to make you okay, I'm going to make you great. But that's going to take some time. The time was like the process in which we've always heard that statement, the process. And, you know, as I've gone through the process of like, you know, incrementally gotten better and better, but at an accelerated rate, because I understand the game of soccer, and I've always been playing video games ever since I was 4, and now I'm 35, so that's 31 years.
Now, let's pause on that, though. So people need to know, what's your background, though? Because it's not just, like, casual soccer.
Like, no.
What was the journey for you?
So, for real, like, I don't want to say that you know, e-gaming isn't a real sport because it is, but for like physical activity, soccer has always been my sport. I started playing since I was 9. I was natural. You could say it's in my blood because I am from Hispanic descent. My mother's from Spain, my dad's from San Salvador. It's always been in my culture and in my family. So I got invited to go play soccer in England when I was 10. I didn't have the funds to go, or my family didn't want me to go at that young age, but I continued to play recreationally because we couldn't afford club, because it was very expensive at that time. So when I went through high school without playing club soccer. And then finally, when I got out of high school when I was 16, at a very young age, I saw a organization called United Soccer Academy International. So they took players, they identified players, and that we would go play overseas in the huge youth tournaments in the world. So I played in Gothia Cup, Dana Cup, which is the biggest youth tournament in the world. I played in the Manchester United Soccer Festival. I was identified by a pro team, Bayern Munich, then went to their academy for a few months. Couldn't get the work visa sorted. Just kind of bouncing around. I went to Mexico, went to England. Just necessarily didn't pan out. Did the whole college soccer scene. But I was able to travel 9 different countries. And when I finally was able to get a contract in Luxembourg, I gave it up. I gave it up. I was 27, turned 28, and just decided to pursue my career. So I did the whole agent thing, and it was going to happen, but
it was like the real deal, man.
It was the real deal.
So you go from really taking the journey of, you know, being an actual soccer player, and now you segue, and now you're here involved, having an actual esport coach, playing semi-competitively. I will say, though, D'Lo is a coworker of mine, and he recently just won this tournament, which was, I know for you, a true test. So we're not going to go into it, but I do have to say we do have a champ, ladies and gentlemen. He did play on the Xbox and on the PS4, FIFA 20. So it was FIFA 20, and he actually won. And this was a global, worldwide tournament for our company. And shout out to you, man. I think for you, that's really a good test. And I think for me is that as you've been doing this journey, right? So you think about it, you've been playing video games for nearly 30 years, right? So it's like you're doing this journey. You're playing really for the fun of it throughout the majority of your time. But now in the past year, you've been really taking this on. So what's the ultimate dream that you're trying to attain as you've been really getting more and more to that next level?
Yeah, so that's the beauty of it. I think before I get into that, I think when you talk about this test of playing against other players in the world and having that mindset of, okay, taking it one game at a time, we took a look at it. I played 24 matches and I was undefeated. So to be able to do that was a true test, because the pros are like winning 30 games a weekend undefeated. So for me, that felt really good. To be a world champion of all Nike felt really good. Celebrated that moment. But now it's sort of like, okay, FIFA 21 is coming out. What is the goal for that? So for me, is to next make or try out for an EMLS team. And that's usually based on your ranking. So a team will approach you during a weekend competition. The Premier League is also like getting bigger here in the esport, especially in America, trying to identify American players. So that would be a pretty cool opportunity for me. So it's really now putting myself out there to get competitive to the next level and continue to sharpen my skill set. And then I'm also going to be having a partner now, because FIFA 21 is going to allow you to have a partner to play over the weekend, which is 30 matches in a weekend.
Oh, wow.
So my buddy, who really just told me to go for it this year, is going to join me through that journey. So we're going to go ahead and invest in that, and then also invest in my Twitch channel and really getting that going, and I've been doing my self-branding. So it's coming along. Definitely has been a journey, definitely a process, but that's sort of the next step, is to get identified from the teen and continue to grow my Twitch channel.
Love it. And we will make sure that our viewers will see that on the screen, just where they can follow you on Twitch and on your social media. You know, you gotta plug it to build that fan base, right? The platform. So what do you feel is the most important characteristics in order to be successful with gaming, especially when we're thinking about professionally?
So I carry that same mindset that I had when I was playing soccer, is just believing in myself. I think that's the most important thing in anything that you do in your life, is that you got to believe in yourself, because if you want other people to believe in you, it starts with you. So I think that's one of the most important, you know, characteristics you need to have when you go into this space. I think the next one is having an open mindset and not wanting to have results immediately. I think that's been a really great tool to my success, is just being, you know, you're going to go in there and you're going to get beat pretty badly. And that's just the reality, because these guys have been doing it for so long. So you're going to have great competition and you got to be okay with that. I took it more as, you know, okay, these guys are at that level. What can I learn from them? How do they score, or how do they just maintain the lead? It just comes to like having humility and being okay with, you know, losing, because success is failure over and over again without losing that enthusiasm. So
yeah, 100%.
you gotta go through that struggle in order to come back up and come on top. And that is a quote and a statement that I live by Ashton Eaton. He's a triathlon athlete. Sorry. I would say just believing yourself, trusting the process, and also having the right people in your corner, you know, is another thing. Right support. It takes a village to make something beautiful come to life. So I've had my coach, I've had my girlfriend, I've had my brother, and even my mom and my sister have been like jumping on the bandwagon, if you will, but they've supported me, and my dad. I think that's been like the most, you know, important support system for me, because playing video games is the way that I bonded with him, and that's why I play. And so I think that with his support, I've been able to, you know, really be successful.
I think that's really good sound advice. And with that being said, I want to know, okay, clearly you have people around you that are supporting you. You have a girlfriend. I mean, that takes time, right? Building, having a relationship. So I want to know, like, what's your regimen like? Because clearly in order to get to that next level, you have to be training and playing, but it's kind of like a work game life kind of a thing when we think about the gaming culture. So how's your approach in order to what you've been doing lately?
I'm going to be honest with you. It's been terrible. That's actually, to be very funny and honest, is something that we did talk about yesterday. And actually today is one of the things that I'm going to build out my schedule, so that when we both shut off for the day, whether it's our work schedule, that we do have that time together, because it's important to have time with your significant other. And I, you know, during this journey, I got so invested and I practiced a ton. I would say 8 to 10 hours a day. And so now learning how to balance that has been it's a really good challenge, because now I got to scale back and tell the guys when I'm not playing FIFA, hey, I can't jump into the AO and play Call of Duty. I got to spend time with the lady. So that's something that we're working on.
And I can vouch for you, because I remember we were on a work trip, and my man brought an actual PS4. And I was like, what are you doing? And he's like, you guys go out and have dinner. I'm about to play. And sure enough, we come back 2 hours later, he was still playing. But I think that just shows really your commitment to it. And I'm really excited that you're understanding really the balance of what that looks like, right? As you're attaining, you know, and aspiring. And I hope for those that are viewing this, really understand the importance of like all the different foundations and pillars for someone like you, that you've taken on the game that you love, right? With something that's a hobby that now has become just really true a part of your life that you really believe in, which is gaming, and more importantly, from an esports perspective, right? So I want to know, knowing where you're going, what advice do you have for players or maybe any fans of yours on Twitch or any competitors out there, maybe potential competitors of yours? What advice do you have for players in general in all of this?
Yeah, so for me, I would say first and foremost, do it for you. I think first and foremost, you should do it because you want to do it, not because you want the fame or you want the money or you just want glory, right? I think that you got to do it for the right reasons. You got to be willing to put in the work. And that's the number one thing that I hear from all pro e-gamers is putting in the work. I would say for me personally, the reason why I did it is I wanted to show people that no matter how old you are, you know, I'm in my, you know, mid-30s. If you have a dream and you want to go for it, you should go for it. But as long as you put in the work and as long as you dedicate yourself, anything is possible. What I did was the impossible. I beat players that were half my age, that were 21, 22, 18, 19. And statistically, the players that are younger have better reaction time. They have, you know, they can pick up things quicker. So in a sense, I've had to work harder than everyone else to be where they are. So it is possible. Do it most importantly for you and because you love the sport. If you do it because you love it, everything will fall into place, but you got to be wanting to put in the time, the effort, the practice, the hours, and the finances to be able to go on this journey.
I think it's really, I love that what you're speaking about, right, is one, understanding the competitiveness, two, understanding just, I think even the fun factor, right, is having fun with it and enjoying it, but also understanding that no matter how many times you fail, it's always a continue to get up, you know. So what are the long-term aspirations? We know that really you're fulfilling the dream already. You're the player that you're becoming now, that you've always been seeking. And I think my advice to anyone out there is really think about like those additional resources, right? And D'Lo in this case understood the value of a coach. So for those gamers out there, maybe many of you guys have coaches as well, but I would say that's something that's really big because a lot of times we have this filter where we're like in this tunnel vision, but yet we don't understand this other point or this other view that someone may have that can give you some key insights. So what are the long-term aspirations as we're closing up this interview for you currently as you're finishing out season 20 and we're getting ready for the launch of 21?
Yeah, I think for me is to be, I don't want to say the grandpa of FIFA, but I want to be that guy, like the guy, the abuelito, but I want to say for like the long term is like, damn, D'Lo's doing it and he's 36, 37. I can do it too. I want to be the pioneer of no matter what your age is, you can still do it. The impossible is possible. And I think that if I can continue spreading that message and being that pillar, that example of it doesn't matter how old you are, you can still do it. I think that's my long term goal, is continuing to inspire others throughout the world that anything is possible if you put your mind to it. You just gotta work a little harder. So I think aside from being a pro e-gamer, building my Twitch channel, I think the most important thing is being that example for others so that it encourages them. They might be introverted, they may be like on the fence about like doing it or not, that I should do it because these are like the feelings that I get personally. And you can, you know, feel in a similar way, the satisfaction and the love for video games and have fun with it and have other people join you on that journey that don't necessarily know you, but you get to know them, right? So when you're on Twitch, they're getting to know you as a person and you're sharing things that happen throughout your day, the achievements that you have, and you get to connect with them and ask them how they're doing. So if I can continue to be that example for others, I think for me, that would be the ultimate long-term goal achievement.
I love it. I think really we, and I know that we have other gamers out there that have done a lot of this, right? But I think that hearing it from you and really for me personally, I've seen you where you started and how you're going. I think it's a huge thing, and I just want to congratulate you. I want to wish you the best of luck for FIFA 21 as you're finishing out the FIFA 20. Where can people find out more about D'Lo and the gaming journey? So let them know, and then we'll plug it in here on the screen for everybody. But let us know where can they follow you, you know, support you, take you on, whatever that looks like.
Yeah, so my Twitch handle is at the 17136. They can follow me there, or they can follow me on the, to get a name to the face, on my IG handle. It's really sort of like where everything lives, at the 1713. That's THEONE 713. And then for Twitch, it's THEONE 7136. So you can catch me in the latter parts of the day, in the evening. Sometimes I'll stream in the day, but usually it's in the evening after work.
All right, man. Well, I want to say thank you on behalf of Fuel Pasión. We want to say thank you that you are truly fueling your pasión in gaming, and to see where you're at now. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to just give it up for D'Lo again, the champ of the Mundialito for Xbox and PS4. We're not even going to get into what his prizes were, but I mean, it's just super legit. So I'm super excited. And there it is. Oh man, look at that. I love it. So, you know, congratulations, and really to all of those that are out there gaming, I hope this brings some inspiration, and maybe for some of our abuelitos, right? That maybe, you know, during this whole time of this pandemic and really everything that's been going on in 2020, you ask yourself like, yo, like, can I do something bigger? 100%. D'Lo's living the dream. He's fulfilling his dream. And the sky's the limit. So we just wanted to thank you on behalf of Fio Pasión. And, you know, good luck in all that you do.